Washington, Wednesday, June 17th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the Obama assault on free speech. South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint is with us to explain the different avenues by which the Obama administration will likely try to silence national talk radio and keep opposing viewpoints away from the eyes and ears of voters. Also in this edition, the right way and the wrong way to reform health care. Georgia Congressman and Dr. Phil Gingrey is with us to explain why he simply can't get behind the Obama-Kennedy prescription for health care reform and what the key principles for the GOP alternative are. Plus, John Bolton's take on Iran and North Korea. The former ambassador to the United Nations is with us to explain what the most effective way is to deal with these rogue regimes and why the current Obama approach is not likely to end in success. And will Obama's regulatory reforms for Wall Street do more harm than good? We'll get reaction from Nicole Gelinas of the Manhattan Institute. All that, plus Wednesday's headlines are straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with Senator DeMint on the Fairness Doctrine, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. He's also a member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, which on Tuesday heard testimony related to the nomination of Julius Genachowski to be the next chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. The issue is especially pertinent as there appears to be a movement among the more liberal wings of the Democratic majority on Capitol Hill to reimpose the Fairness Doctrine or some other new policy to limit the scope of talk radio on a national level. And, Senator, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, it's great to be here, and this is a very important issue, and I continue to be concerned about it despite the fact that the administration is disavowing any knowledge of the Fairness Doctrine right now.
Obviously, there were a lot of issues to talk about with the nominee on Tuesday. How much was the idea of the Fairness Doctrine or other limitations on national talk radio and other free speech brought up during the hearings?
Well, I was disappointed that we didn't get to bring up nearly as much as we had hoped because the chairman and ranking member spent a lot of time just talking, and then Chuck Schumer spent time introducing him, and then by the time he made his testimony, what we ultimately had to do is submit a lot of questions for the record that we can follow up individually with these so we can try to back him into a corner to get on record that he is not going to try to do anything related to the Fairness Doctrine or ownership diversity, some variation of thwarting free speech is, I know, in the works, but we have to just make sure we recognize it when it's coming. He has said that they will not bring back the Fairness Doctrine, but my concern is the things the Democrats have tried to do through legislation, which they call ownership diversity or localism, where they require media to have certain components of local ownership. And this allows groups like ACORN or the ACLU to stack local boards. And this can be advisory board. It does not necessarily mean ownership as we know it when you're talking about localism. And what we've seen happen in cases like this is that they can stack the board with members of ACORN or some other activist group. And when a local station applies or reapplies for their license, Then these groups can make a case that the stations have not been fair and their political broadcasting. We can just get into a lot of free speech issues if we allow the FCC to start meddling into the ownership and other requirements of our stations.
Senator, you mentioned just a moment ago that you're convinced the Obama administration is looking for a way to limit free speech, particularly in the areas we've been talking about, national talk radio and so forth. What convinces you of that?
Well, you can see it on things like hate crimes legislation that is passed the House and is in the Senate. Senator Harry Reid has promised to deliver this to Obama. And this could come back on radio stations. If a radio disc jockey happens to say that he thinks something is some type of behavior is wrong, gambling or homosexuality or whatever, if someone goes out and hurts a gay person, that radio announcer could be accused of inducing that person to do that. And we're trying to do everything. I mean, anything that's related to free speech that is counter political correctness, they're going to try to find some way to criminalize it or control it. But we have seen the discussion within the FCC about the ownership diversity. Durbin had an amendment that passed in the Senate that would encourage the FCC to insist on diversity, but it wasn't defined. We don't know what that diversity means. So we think on every front that it's clear this administration wants more government control of almost every area of our society, and certainly free speech is one of them.
And let's go ahead and bring our listeners up to date on a couple of the terms and concepts we've been talking about. You explained what diversity and ownership would mean. The fairness doctrine and localism are two other terms that are obviously being talked about a lot in context with all of this. Real quickly, define those for our listeners.
Okay. Well, we know about the fairness doctrine. It essentially says if a radio talk show host provides an opinion that someone considers conservative, the station is bound by the law to give equal time to someone who gives a contrary opinion, which we have found when it was implemented before that it did not encourage free speech. It basically encouraged stations not to deal with difficult issues so they wouldn't have to walk that fine line of giving fair treatment. We need to allow stations free speech. The fairness doctrine would take it away. Ownership diversity is very vague. The FCC has been encouraged to make sure that ownership of broadcast stations is diverse. Now, I don't know if that means age or gender or sexual orientation. It can be defined any way the regulators want to, and it can be used as a way to harass stations that are broadcasting a different opinion than the administration. It can cause them lots of legal expenses if they are challenged. Localism just requires broadcasters to have a lot of local content, local advisory boards, and that's where ACORN, the ACLU, can come in and fundamentally change how a station operates, because these advisory boards would have a lot of say as to whether or not the license of these stations should be renewed. The FCC has to renew these licenses, but they have to have evidence of the fact that they have fulfilled some kind of local commitment to the people. This requirement of localism, the way it's laid out, could stack the deck against stations that have a conservative or traditional slant to their broadcasting. There are other things we haven't talked about, such as net neutrality, which gets the FCC involved in managing the internet networks and what they can charge for different content. And everything that takes the federal government further into the private sector, particularly in communications, threatens free speech.
We're talking with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. And, Senator, in terms of what we've seen in the past on the Fairness Doctrine, you mentioned that it didn't provide equal time. It provided no time at all because station managers and owners didn't want to deal with the stopwatch and making sure everyone got equal time in order to avoid the fines. So when President Reagan abolished the Fairness Doctrine in the late 1980s, what is it about what we've seen in the last 20 years that you think Democrats and other liberal entities either fear or just don't want to have to deal with anymore?
Well, they don't really have a case that there's not diversity out there. There's so much more than there was when the Fairness Doctrine was enforced the first time. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of stations broadcasting in many languages, all kinds of format, from music to talk, country, NASCAR. I mean, no one can make a case that there is not freedom of the airways right now and that every American has access to content that would be just to their liking. What the Democrats don't like is the growth of talk radio, of getting the message out about what really is in the Democrat legislation, what really is their agenda, and what is really the result of the policies that they're implementing. They don't want the truth out there, and talk radio, in addition to blogs and the internet as a whole, is making it difficult for the Democrats to cover up what they're doing. And what we're seeing in Washington so much right now is Obama and others are saying one thing and doing the exact opposite. They think Americans are stupid or not paying attention. And talk radio blows a hole in all that. They tell millions of people every day what's really going on, and it's got the Democrats really irritated. And they would like to shut these people up, like Rush Limbaugh and Michael Reagan and yourself and many others. They're going to do everything they can to harass it and harass free speech. But we need to realize that the law does not have to be explicit in shutting down free speech. All it has to do is create some doubt, some vagueness that would allow the ACLU to file suits against the stations and make the stations spend thousands of dollars defending themselves. Whether they win or lose, they lose. And that way they can intimidate and harass stations into stopping a particular type of format.
The last 60 seconds here, Senator. Ultimately, will Congress have a say on this, or are there avenues for the Obama administration to pretty much unilaterally impose this?
I think the Obama administration, through the FCC, can do enough without legislation to cause stations a lot of risk and cause a lot of stations maybe to back out of any kind of political format. We're going to try to be the watchdogs of that and at least shine the light on what they're doing, even if we can't pass legislation here in the Senate. The fact is, if we can force a vote, like I did with the Fairness Doctrine a month or so ago, is the Democrats have to vote to support me, that they don't want it reinstated. But then they'll come back and just on the tail end of that and add this idea of ownership diversity. They're going to keep working it, and we need to make sure that we keep Americans engaged, because if Americans are paying attention, we'll keep our right to free speech.
Well, Senator, it's obviously a critical issue, especially for those of us in the industry. Thank you very much for your time today and helping our listeners get a real good idea of what's going on here.
Thank you very much.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. He is also a member of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. This is Dateline Washington.